Sports Day for Kia. The super fast charging all-electric Kia EV6.
Yes, great to have you with us on this Tuesday night as we roll through a big show. Mark Reddings alongside Will Schofield joining you. We're going to jump straight into our hot topic for barbecues galore. Shop online and in-store at barbecues galore. The range, the price, the knowledge. Now you're cooking. Scoey, good to have you on board.
Good to be here, Skate. It's nice for a Tuesday evening in the nice aircon studio, but it's beautiful.
I tell you, it's a bit hot in the kitchen, though, not only at barbecues galore, but for Justin Langer. The Ashes has been won. They've got the World T20 Cup next to their name, but Justin Langer still doesn't know if he's going to coach the Australian cricket team.
Can I start with a question and how? I don't. How is that even slightly possible after winning the two biggest tests of his coaching career, just in front of actually repairing the entire culture after Sandpapergate? Not only has he taken an absolutely broken team when he took it over, he's got success. What else could he have done? He's won. He's repaired the culture. Yes, there was some player murmurings. Yes, there was boycotting and chat through the players. But let me tell you, Skeet, that happens in every team in the history of the world. Players get unhappy with coaches when they're not winning or things aren't going right.
Yes, that's the big call. Will he get to coach the team to Pakistan and beyond? If you're reading the room, you'd suggest that at the very best scenario, he gets to stay as test coach, but hands over the responsibility in white ball cricket. That is our hot topic, thanks to Barbecue Delores. Part of our sports update, thanks to Acmea Farm Insurance. More of Sports Day coming up right after this.
Sports Day for Kia, the super fast charging all-electric Kia EV6.
Welcome back to Sports Day, Tuesday night. Let's jump straight into our true or false for Repco Authorised Centre. Car feeling like a sauna? For expert aircon service, book in at repcoservice.com. Scoey, let me start with you straight away. And we talked about Justin Langer at the top of the show. Will he be coaching the Australian cricket team, test team, in 6 months from now?
Justin Langer will be coaching the Australian cricket team. He wants to, and he should be. True.
Yes, just a true or false. It's a very simple game here. And Novak Djokovic will be allowed back into the country next year to compete at the Australian Open.
True.
And is the new holding the ball interpretation that's being panned and planned for the AFL in this season, will it be a success or failure? True or false? Success? Yes or no?
False. Absolute false. Can I give you one?
Sure.
Australia versus England, not in the Ashes, but at the hotel at 6 a.m. in Tasmania. Is that a good look for cricket? True or false? Good look for cricket?
Oh, false. It's not a bad look for cricket. It's reasonable. I mean, it's a wonder. And given the bubbles these guys have been in, you cannot blame them for just having a night. And the vision I saw, it looked like a pretty tame party at 6 a.m. And Nathan Lyon, he gets best on. And it's probably the longest innings any of the Englishmen have been able to put together over the course of the summer as well, Will.
Well, Skeet goes whack.
Well done to Joe Root. I like him. I actually genuinely think he's a good fella. Yep. And Jimmy Anderson as well. Good to see a 39-year-old kicking on with the best of them late into the evening. That is our true and false segment. Thanks to our friends at Repco Authorised Centre. Car feeling like a sauna? For expert aircon service, book into your local Repco Authorised Service Centre at repcoservice.com. Let's jump into tennis. Thanks to the super fast charging all-electric Kia EV6. Not a bad day for Australia. In fact, WA's Perth's Maddie Inglis has got through to the next round, which is a fantastic result for her.
Oh, she looked good, and it's always great to see local athletes doing well on the big stage. And the Australian Open, unfortunately, the stories like Maddie's have been a little bit clouded by we know who. Let's not even mention his name. So to see a Perth girl, Maddie Inglis, go through to the next stage, great result, I think. What about Sam Stowe's escape?
Yeah, a wild card and a fantastic result for her to get through. She's had a couple of, I think it's about 5 years since she's won a first round match at the Australian Open. We know that when she was at the peak of her powers, the pressure, it seemed, the pressure of playing in front of her home crowd appeared to maybe just thwart her enthusiasm to embrace the occasion. She seemed overawed by it. Now, did you feel that when she was trying to get that elusive Australian Open title, that was maybe overbearing for her?
Oh, it certainly looked like that at stages, but you can also understand that. It's not something that you can't figure out what's happening. I mean, to be the number one in the world for stages of her career and not be able to get it done at home, it probably does point to the fact that the expectation did get the best of her a little bit. To see her move on, though, in the stage, apparently that'll be a nice little $150,000 into the bank account. So in potentially her last ever Australian Open, you're not going to be too disappointed with $150K into the account, are you, Ski?
Not at all. And I looked at her career earnings, and you'd think, well, she's been quiet, hasn't had much success in recent times, but she's got more than $17 million in prize money in the bank. So we laugh at her woes on the court at times. She's having the last laugh. She's a gun. Well played, Sam Stosur, into the second round.
Don't worry, that stacks up, especially against a couple in this room. It's $17 million. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, that's correct. White, all clear. Well done, Sam Stosur. Well done, Maddie Inglis, and a couple of Australians shining at the Australian Open at Melbourne Park. Our tennis update, thanks to the super fast charging all electric Kia EV6. It's as silent as the critics. Find out more at kia.com/au.
Sports Day for Kia, the super fast charging all electric Kia EV6.
Welcome back to Sports Day, Tuesday night. Time to talk A-League and Perth Glory, almost forgotten about in this summer sporting schedule, given the difficulties and the setbacks they've had, but they are finally going to play their first game in about 43 days. And Aaron Calver, central defender, joins us for a chat now. Aaron, thanks for your time, and you must be pretty excited and pretty relieved to be getting back out on the pitch.
No drama, thanks for having me. The boys are raring to go after pretty long training base again that we've had to build up and kind of get going. So I think, yeah, come tomorrow night, the boys will be raring to go.
Does it feel like a bit of a pre-season for you, Aaron, a secondary pre-season after only four games to start the year?
Yeah, that's exactly what it's been like. Just back to the training pitch, plenty of practice games within our squad. So, yeah, it's been tough, to be honest, but, yeah, good to finally have the games back.
How long have you spent locked down in a hotel room or home quarantine across that 43 days between games? How long have you been stuck inside?
So we did the 7 days in a hotel in Brizzy, and then another 7 days when we got back to Perth at home, so 14 all up.
And how did that affect you in terms of family and being away from loved ones? Was it a major imposition for you?
It wasn't too bad for myself because I'm from Sydney anyway, but I spent it alone with one of the other boys that quarantined with me, so we made the most of it. But yeah, it was more feeling for all the boys that had families back home and couldn't see their extended families outside of that.
What should we expect from the Glory, given the lack of football you've played? You'd imagine it's going to be time to get the chemistry and the match fitness back. Is that the general feeling amongst the group as well?
That's kind of just natural, part and parcel of the game. But I think we've got a good squad that's all been working hard. So I think we've got a lot of boys back from injury as well, which will help. So yeah, I think about the start of the game, I think it's just trying to be as ready as we can, and I'm sure we'll grow into the game as it goes on.
What are you hearing, Aaron, in terms of catching up the games you've missed? Are you going to end up playing a bunch of games in succession to catch up to the rest of the competition, or is there going to be periods where the rest of the league isn't playing? How's it all going to work?
I think we'll end up having to play the catch-up games probably midweek. On this little three-week trip now, I think we've got 6 games in 3 weeks. So, yeah, it's going to be pretty jam-packed. And then I imagine towards the end of the season, there'll be a few midweek games to catch up the rest that we've missed.
I mean, 6 games in 3 weeks, it's going to be difficult from both a physical and mental point of view. You're going to have to use your whole squad. It won't just be the 11 lads running around out there. You'll have to draw on some of the reserves, I'm assuming.
Yeah, absolutely. The coach is made well aware of that. That's why I was saying before, it's good that we've got a few boys back from injury as well to kind of depth in the squad up. And so I'm sure everyone will be used at some point.
So from your point of view, Aaron, say the Brisbane Roar tomorrow night and then backing up against Sydney FC on Saturday, is that a time frame where you're comfortable to play in that short space of time?
Yeah, it's definitely possible. It'll just be more of a case, I think, of seeing how boys pull up after the game on Thursday. I think when you're fully fit, it's definitely no problems backing up. But yeah, I'm not too sure how the boys are going to feel after, you know, such a long layoff. But I'm sure most of us will be fine to go again. So yeah, like I said, we'll just see how tomorrow goes, and I think we'll address it on Thursday.
We'll hear more shortly from Aaron Calver, Perth Glory central defender, as part of our A-League update. The A-Leagues, the men, the women, the fans on Channel 10 and Paramount+.
Sports Day for Kia, the super fast charging all-electric Kia EV6.
Welcome back to Sports Day. We're chatting with Perth Glory central defender Aaron Calver here on this Tuesday night. Will.
What about this man, Dan Sturridge? I know you're probably sick of hearing questions about him. How's his fitness? Is he going to get out there and play 90 minutes? What's his status? How's he looking?
I'm not too sure about the 90 minutes, but he's definitely available for tomorrow night's game. So I'm sure he'll play some kind of role, just in the capacity we're not sure yet. So yeah, I think he'll be ready to go at some point tomorrow night.
Well, just mind my ignorance. What's the thing holding Daniel back?
I just think it's overall fitness, because he's spent, you know, we talk about having 42 days out of the game. He's probably had nearly 2 years out of the game. So
fair.
Yeah, just his overall match fitness. He kind of needs to build into that. It'd be unfair of him to just jump straight in and start playing full games.
Have a quick look at the Brisbane Roar against Sydney FC at the weekend by chance, Aaron?
Yeah, I watched a little bit. I still watch the old team run around sometimes. I've still got a few good mates there. So, I mean, Brizzy did well to get a point, I thought. So they'll be up for the challenge. So it won't be an easy game by any means.
And what have you made of the league? Because it has been difficult and frustrating for so many clubs, not the least of which yours. But to try and get this season completed, the upside to what you're going through now is that you're going to have presumably a lot of matches at home in the back half of the season.
Yeah, that's the plan. So I think for us, it's just about trying to pick up as many points as we can, knowing that we have those games up our sleeve, because I know for a fact no team wants to come and travel and play us in Perth, so it's a massive advantage for us to have leading into the finals. So I think if we're there or thereabouts, so yeah, it'll bode well for us once we get back to Perth.
Well, speaking with Perth Glory defender Aaron Calver, as you mentioned, Aaron, you came over from the Brisbane Roar. What's the difference been between the clubs? Are you enjoying the Perth Glory?
Yeah, I'm loving Perth. You know, it's just such a good group of boys, very very balanced, very well run. Plenty of talent. So I think we've only touched the tip of the iceberg with us in our first four games, and we'll get stronger and stronger as the season goes on. So yeah, I'm loving it.
You touched on it a little bit, but do you? It's difficult to gauge where you sit in the competition, seeing as though you've played half the games. Where do you see yourselves? Are you going to challenge for the title this year? Are you making up the numbers? Where do you sit?
Yeah, absolutely. We're definitely not here to make up numbers. I don't think any of the boys think that at all. So I think we're very ambitious about what we can do. It's just a matter of going out and doing it. We've done plenty of training for it, so it's just about bringing it all together. And yeah, there's no reason why we can't go all the way. Absolutely.
Yeah, Melbourne City looked like the team still to beat. Is that a fair assessment, albeit early days and such a jumbled fixture?
Yeah, that's probably pretty true. I think them, Melbourne Victory, are looking pretty strong this year as well. So I think they'll be the two teams to kind of beat, and then obviously Sydney are always there and thereabouts. So it's going to be a good comp and a good battle at the top. So hopefully we're a part of it.
Aaron, are you now based over east for the rest of the year, or are the club giving you any indication as, you know, how quickly they're going to try and work to get you back to playing games here in Perth?
At the moment, the plan is to come back when the border opens. So
okay.
Whether that be on the 5th or whenever it actually does open, that's when we'll come back, because, yeah, physically no way we can get back
good.
Any other way.
Oh, so, good. Hope you get home.
Hopefully in 2 weeks.
Aaron Calver from the Perth Glory joining us. Thanks to our friends at Kia, the super fast charging all-electric Kia EV6. It's as silent as the critics. Find out more at kia.com/au.
Sports Day for Kia, the super fast charging all electric Kia EV6.
Welcome back to Sports Day as we roll through our AFLW update. Let's check in with the coach of the West Coast Eagles AFLW team, Michael Pryor, joins us for a chat. Michael, thanks for your time.
No worries, Mark. How are you?
I'm pretty well. I suspect there's a bit of disappointment in the camp after that loss to the Gold Coast Suns. You're in a pretty good position, but let it slide in the last quarter.
Yeah, we did a lot right early in that last quarter, and you know, an area of our game I suppose that we've been struggling with is to get it in our front half more often and lock it in there, and then be able to take advantage on the scoreboard. And for the first 10 minutes of that quarter, we were able to do that, and we're looking pretty good, and it turned pretty quick. I think there was 8.5 minutes to go and we're up by 16 points, and to go down by 13 points was really disappointing.
To add insult to injury, Emma Swanson, your captain, charged with rough conduct, offered a one-match sanction. A dangerous tackle on Kalinda Howarth. Any thoughts on whether that's going to be accepted?
Yeah, we're just working through that now and just exploring our options. So we'll have a bit more of a look at that in the next hour or two and see what we come up with there. But obviously a key player for us and obviously our captain, our leader, and she's been in some pretty good form over the last 2 weeks.
She has been. Of course, copped a ban for a bump as well last season. And obviously, she loves the aggression. We saw it in the derby as well. She likes to play physically. But does she have to change it a little bit, given now she's caught the ire of the tribunal a couple of times?
Oh, I think if you're getting suspended and rubbed out for the same thing, you'd probably have to have a look at it. But two separate instances, one's a bump, one's a tackle. Love her aggression at the contest, so we won't be asking her to change anything at this point, no.
What about the inside 50 count, 30-21? So your defence was pretty sound, it has to be said, Michael.
Yeah, they've been under the pump the first couple of weeks, and yeah, they've defended really well. I think even the marks that the opposition are taking against us in our D50 have been okay in the first 2 weeks. They've been able to score in other ways, so... we need to tidy up in that area. But, yeah, they've been solid and up against it. And it's an area that we speak about a lot. And how are we going to generate more inside 50s for us to one, give our backs a rest? And, obviously, I think, especially in AFLW, once you get it in your front half, you're able to lock it in a little bit. And we had a couple of patches in the game, one in the third quarter and then the start of the last quarter, where we dominated entries and were able to lock it in our front half. So... it just didn't happen often enough for us throughout the course of the game.
I saw you speaking yesterday, but the contested stuff, the tackling particularly, something that you want the team to improve on?
Yeah, I think we've come up against, obviously Gold Coast yesterday, they finished in the top five for their pressure, their hunt, their hardball, get stuff around the footy. We're obviously new Frio, we're really strong in that area, and we're up against a side that's in the top two in that area. So it's something that we're going to keep improving along with other areas of our game. But first and foremost comes the contest and the effort piece around that. And then your game can build from there.
Impressed, you talk about the defensive work of your back six. Belinda Smith has shown that she's got an appetite for work and 16 touches, 12 intercepts, 4 rebound 50s. So that was a pretty good return at halfback.
Yeah, she's been good for us. She's one of our older players and she's a footy head. She loves coming in and watching vision and wants to learn every week. And she comes in and just drives you mad around wanting to get better, which is exactly what we're chasing from our girls. So there's no surprise that she's in some pretty good form and she's leading the way for us down there.
Great to have a chat with West Coast Eagles AFLW coach Michael Pryor. Stay with us. More coming your way shortly here on Sports Day.
Sports Day for Kia, the super fast charging all-electric Kia EV6.
Welcome back to Sports Day. The heat has been on in Western Australia and time for our weather outlook. Thanks to New Farm Australian through and through. Well, Schofield looking at a couple of places around our regional areas and it's pretty warm wherever you look.
I would say it's warm everywhere, Skate, but I've had a look at Kalgoorlie, up in the Goldfields, 32 today, 32 Wednesday, 34, maybe not as hot as Perth. It's a little bit surprising there, Skate. And let's head down to Albany. We love Albany. Tuesday, that's today, 28 degrees. Looking ahead, 33 both Wednesday and Thursday. So kind of moderate compared to what's happening here in Perth.
But plenty of sunshine everywhere you look around this great state of WA. Our weather outlook brought to you by New Farm's products, which are formulated with the highest quality right here in Australia. New Farm, Australian through and through. Thanks to all our special guests here on Sports Day on this Tuesday night. Scully, thanks to you as well. We'll catch you tomorrow night for a Wednesday night edition of Sports Day. Hope you can join us then.